Good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to our home on this Christmas week. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. You know, there's been a lot going on this week. First of all, praise the Lord, we've had 220 mil here at Ennis Lake. Some other people have had more and some less, and I think the farmers are really excited about that. And then, wouldn't you know it, the northern rivers are all flooding. And just think, this time last year, we were in the middle of a drought and bushfire. And now we have floods. Well, that's the weather around here. And then lastly, for this week, there was another COVID outbreak at the northern beaches of Sydney. And we're all just waiting to hear the final result or the shutdowns that may spread from there. So it's been a very eventful week. But I guess that holds true to 2020. There's been a lot of events in 2020, and a lot of them have been major interruptions in our lives. Let's look back real quickly as we very hurriedly go to the end of 2020. Throughout the year, there's been incredible interruptions. Well, first of all, as the year began, we were still in drought. The bushfires were raging, and we were all wondering, will this ever end? We wondered if we would ever get back to normal again. And then the coronavirus hit. On the 25th of January, Australia experienced its very first case of COVID-19. And then on the 20th of March, Australia closed its international borders and overseas travel just collapsed. That's a major interruption to a lot of people. And then on the 21st of March, physical distancing was mandated and all pubs and clubs and non-essential venues were closed. And this included places of worship. Again, another major interruption in our lives. Public gatherings were discouraged, and national holidays like Anzac Day were canceled, at least in their normal way of doing things. There were so many far-reaching interruptions that interruptions became the normal thing to expect for 2020. But in all reality, what we've experienced in 2020 is nothing like what happened to a very young Jewish girl that was just going about her day. She was even excited as she anxiously anticipated a wedding within the year. Then something happened. Something major. Today we're going to take a deeper look at this little Jewish girl and see how she responded to that and see if we can learn anything from her. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your blessings throughout the year. Thank you for the wisdom that you give. Thank you that we can trust you and you've guided us through this year and you will guide us through next year. Thank you that you can be trusted regardless of what's taking on. And Father, help us now as we look at this very young Jewish girl who experienced a major interruption in her life that changed everything. We ask that you are with us and teach us something today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Luke, the gospel writer, tells us the story of what happened to this young Jewish girl. He records that she had a visit from an angel. Now, this angel wasn't just any angel. It was Gabriel, the archangel. He was one of the big guys. And this is what he said. And coming in, he said to her, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." What would you do if you had an angel showed up and gave you a message like that? Well, this young girl, which incidentally is named Mary, would be troubled. And so the angel continues, and the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And all you can say is, what an amazing, overwhelming announcement. Well, we all know the rest of the story, but before we get lost in that story, let's take a little closer look at Mary. Mary had a question. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" Well, Mary was a virgin. In fact, she was engaged to a Jewish man by the name of Joseph, and they were supposed to be married within the year. The parents had already made the agreements and signed the contracts, and everything was in order. But the angel explains. Angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God." What an honor to be the mother of the Son of God. But there's another problem. Mary was engaged to Joseph. And according to Jewish marriage traditions, Mary was in a one-year waiting period that would prove her purity. And she was pure. And if she were to get pregnant, it really wouldn't be good. What would her parents think? They had already made the contract. I mean, they would be so disappointed in her. Secondly, what would the community think? And you know there would be some talking going on. Well, next, what would Joseph think when he would be sure that Mary had been messing around? And lastly, according to the Jewish law, Mary was in line to be stoned. That's just the way it was in those days. This is a massive interruption in the life of Mary that far supersedes anything that you and I have ever experienced in our lives, and particularly in 2020. But taking the responsibility of this whole thing on her shoulders, Mary responds, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Think about it. She could lose her family. She could lose all of her friends. And for sure, she would lose her future husband. But she was willing to embrace the call of God in her lives and bear the consequences because she trusted God. Now, let me give you something to think about. Mary trusted God regardless of the possibility of cataclysmic consequences. Here's the question. Would you and I ever do that? Would we dare trust God to that extent? It's a good question. Now let's turn the page. There's a man involved in this whole story, and his name is Joseph. And let's see how he responded when he saw what was happening. So Mary became pregnant. She could hide it no longer. She tells Joseph what's going on. And Matthew records for us Joseph's story. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 19. "And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly." Simply saying, Joseph didn't believe Mary's story. According to tradition, he had to divorce her. Just, just the way it was. Talking about an interruption. Joseph was trying to wait out the year to get married to Mary, and she turns up pregnant with this fantastic story of the Holy Spirit overshadowing her, and then she's pregnant. Well, if you were in his shoes, what would you think? But at least Joseph was a good man, and he didn't want to expose Mary's shame. So while he was thinking about what he would do and how to carry out what he had to carry out, according to tradition, an angel shows up again. Let's read what he says. But as he, that's Joseph, considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Mary was true blue. She had been honest with Joseph. Yes, he had doubted her, but the angel confirmed her story. So Joseph believes the angel, but what he does breaks the rest of the Jewish traditions. Let's look at verses 24 and 25. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Now think about something. Long before the Jewish tradition says that they're supposed to come together and consummate the marriage, Joseph takes Mary as his wife. He broke the Jewish tradition. But it was according to what the angel told him to do. Let me ask you something. Would you do that? Okay, what are some things that we can learn from Mary and Joseph's story? Well, first of all, God is not concerned about Jewish traditions or community opinion. And I personally believe that he's still not that concerned about our traditions or community opinion. It's very little concern to him. That's what I believe. And when God moves, you can pretty much bet that it's going to be outside the accepted norm. He just doesn't think the way we do. He might even stir things up just a bit. Well, some people would ask, why would God do that? Well, one answer for that, he's God. And his thoughts are not ours, and his ways are not ours. So when he moves, you can expect it to be beyond the normal. So let's conclude our story. Mary and Joseph totally trusted God, regardless of what was going on. And it wasn't long until Mary and Joseph and little baby Jesus were quietly resting in an animal stable. Their plans and dreams had been shattered, literally torn apart. But they were right in the middle of God's plan of redemption for billions of people who would believe and follow Jesus. And they were in the middle because they took hold of their interruptions and trusted God. Was it worth it? Would Mary and Joseph do this again? Well, I firmly believe if given the opportunity and the challenge, they would say, let's go. Let's do it again. So as we reflect on Mary and Joseph, again, their lives and plans torn apart. And because of that, Jesus was born. Well, how does this all apply to us? Well, how will God use the interruptions of 2020 in our lives? Yes, there have been some significant interruptions. But how can God use those interruptions, or let's call it our lemons, and how can he turn it into lemonade? Well, I think we should have the mindset just to move right on into a brand new year, 2021. And let's say, as Mary said, I am the servant of the Lord, and let it be to me according to your will. Are we willing to say that as we move into the new year? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to look at this Christmas story, but thank you that we've been able to dig into it and make it personal, maybe experience a little bit of the drama and the possibilities and the consequences that surely Mary and Joseph went through. But they didn't care. Their focus was on you. And because it was, Jesus was born. Father, thank you for their testimony and their example. And perhaps, Lord, as we move into a new year, that we too will set the example of trusting you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.